19, 8 o'clock in the morning, bright and early. I'd like to call the meeting to order. And our first order of business, call to order, acknowledge the press and public were duly notified of the meeting in accordance with the Freedom of Information Act. Moving on to approval of previous meetings minutes. Do I hear a motion?
So moved.
Second? All in favor?
Aye.
And we have citizens' comments.
Citizen
comments.
I'll take the first one since I'm going
to go. Welcome.
Hi, I'm Mick Smith. No, I'm kidding. Gary Nessler, 1722nd Avenue.
Hi, Gary.
How are you?
Good morning.
Real quick, sort of a thank you to Norma Jean for working with us to set up the Saturday morning, open up at 8 o'clock, adult league, if you will. Old man league. I don't like to call it the old man league.
We should come up with a new name.
Yeah, we need to.
Advanced the, basketball.
Those that are still upright to get a free AED if you need one. Heaven forbid. But I'm here just to make a comment is that it has been a resounding success. We've gotten, and you've been there, Norma Jean, we've gotten 15 or 20 people at times. And I would probably say most are over 30, certainly. We get a couple of random 18-year-olds, 19-year-olds this past weekend. I was not there, but I did hear that there were a couple of folks who were much younger, which I think is a little bit of a safety issue just because their agility does not match our non-agility. So, you know, as an example, one of the players almost rolled over a guy who was, I think, about 100 pounds, and the other guy was well over 150, let's put it that way. So the ask is a consideration to put out for Saturday mornings 18 and above if possible. So you still have young guys coming out. There's open gym that afternoon, I think, also. We're willing to give up and have made that statement from the beginning. Nobody shows up on Sunday for open gym anymore. They were at the family for church, synagogue, whatever the case may be.
For the adults.
For the adults, right. So you have a little bit of a precedence on Sunday. You have adult league only, or adult time only. We're asking for a consideration to be changed to, you know, adult for the, you know, for the early morning. And I think, surprisingly, a lot of the kids, they want to sleep late. And while we're still able to get up relatively early, let's take advantage of it. And we'd start at 7:45 if need be, or 8 o'clock. But the consideration is to ask if we limit the age group from 18 and above. You know, if you wanted to stretch it to 21, I'm not sure I would ask for that recommendation or that, you know, that I don't want to call it a favor, but the request. So with that, again, I think it's a reasonable request. Again, there's a little bit of precedence for the Sunday. And, you know, ask your consideration and appreciate everything you've done, and it's been a success. We clean up and we're out of there by 9:45. So, morning, Ryan. Oh, excuse me, Councilman. And you know, even when the karate guys do come in, they usually come in and watch us play at 9:30. So we're trying to get them to play, and they're much older than we are. So with that, I thank you for your time and efforts and energy and your service and your consideration.
Thank you for coming.
I'm heading to the airport.
It.
Thank you.
Thank you, Gary.
Thank you.
Are there any other citizens' comments?
Gary said it all.
That's it.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, y'all.
Have a good day.
You too.
Bye.
All right. We'll move on to departmental report with Director Page.
Okay. You all should have one in front of you. I hope you do. It's quite lengthy, but once again, I think it's important that you guys get a handle on everything that's going on. And just in writing, it looks more simple than it actually is. But things are going well. The summer's been crazy. A lot of the craziness stems around the staff changes.
Oh, great.
We were fortunate enough that Andrea was already on board as a part-time employee. She fit the bill to slide into the special events person. Specifically what she's doing is not what she has done before, but she's doing a really good job. But it's still quite challenging because it's new.
And then, of course, Donnie stole Robert. So, so it's been a little stressful. I think I might have more gray hair than I had when the summer began. I'm not sure. But we're doing good. We're doing fine.
Good.
We've managed, and but it does make it more challenging because it takes a lot of my time and Carrie's time to get everything done that needs to be done. And
where are you with replacing Robert?
Chris Bacco, in fact, I was going to tell you at some point, but I may as well tell you now. Chris Bacco started Thursday.
Oh, okay.
He was working at Dunes West Golf Course. He's been in golf course maintenance or landscape maintenance all his life.
Super.
So he was a good fit. And what doesn't hurt him is that his father was a parks and grounds maintenance supervisor for 8 or so years.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Quite a few. And
with Isle of Palms?
Yeah. Yes, mm-hmm. for us.
Mm-hmm. Oh, sweet. Super.
And if he's anything like his dad... we will not disappoint you or the community or anyone with the grounds maintenance.
That's cool. I think that could even be a little story for the Island Eye.
Oh, that's true.
And then
well, let's see how he does.
and also could just be a hook to explain what you all do in terms of grounds maintenance.
Right.
And what a great job you do with
that. Thank you. Well, the staff does it. Mm-hmm. Of course, I'm pointing on the side, but and we'll send him to some ball field maintenance workshops because grooming ball fields is a whole different pardon the pun, a whole different ball game than landscaping.
Yeah, I guess it would be.
But he'll be fine. I'm excited that he's there and actually feel good about it. But getting back to the report. Sunshine Camp and Week Camp ended Friday. It went well. We had 7 or 8 really good weeks. Camps were full. We had 15 in the older age group, 15 in the small. So there were always 65 kids there every single day. And of course, we had the tennis camps, different camps. I'm not going to list those. We had the basketball camp. We had the volleyball camp. We have another volleyball camp coming up August the 12th through the 15th, which is full with the waiting list. Our acting camp begins today, and then we have a giggling artist camp that begins August the 22nd. As you know, the history this summer, the sand sculpting went great. The weather was perfect. We had good participation. The beach run was last weekend, I think. Once again, a great event. Once again, the weather was perfect. We couldn't have asked for anything, and just, you know, it's a kudos to the police and fire department. They were there. They helped us with it. And
super.
It would be difficult to do this event without their assistance.
I'm sure.
So we really appreciate the police and the fire pitching in and helping us with that. Mm-hmm.
And I guess we've talked about this before with ATACs, but do you have a gauge for how local that is in terms of the participants and...
You know, we do. We have a lot of out-of-town folks. And the reason there's a little bit of history there. The beach run, when I first got here, the beach run was run by the Charleston Running Club, I think. But it was real close to the Connector Run. I think the beach run was in September and the Connector Run was October. And everybody was getting them confused.
Oh, right. Mm-hmm.
So we chose to back up and do ours in July when people are visiting. And we get that information out into the real estate offices.
Mm-hmm.
And we tend to get a lot of people that, I'm here this week, I'm going to run this. Because running is such a big thing nationwide. So people are looking for those things. So we had quite a few states represented, and I should have brought that information with you. But, you know, if you go online and you look at the running results, you'll see it lists where everybody's from. So there's quite a few states.
Mm-hmm. It could probably bring in people and
right.
filling some heads and beds.
Right. And just to clarify, too, we do get some money from accommodations. But years ago, the accommodations tax said whatever revenues are generated through this, put in your building fund. So that's kind of how we build our building fund. So now we actually operate this event out of the building fund.
Oh, okay.
So the money comes out of the accommodations, goes into the building fund, and then the revenues and expenditures work in and out of the
the building fund.
Okay.
Some of our upcoming events, the National Hideout is tomorrow night. Mm-hmm. At the rec center, we're working with the police department. We've helped them do that several years, and it's always a fun, well-attended event.
We'll have the helicopter again.
Yes.
Oh, it's always the popular.
Nice.
that's a good draw, yeah.
It's fun.
The tree trimming workshop, of course, is on Wednesday, also at the rec. And then August the 17th is our half rubber tournament. Most of those event teams come out of the Georgia area. Some from Charleston, but a good portion come from Georgia. And then, of course, our farmers market begins September the 4th. I think that's on the agenda.
It is.
So we'll talk about that when we get there. Our wellness fair, if you haven't received information from Wynette, you should be receiving it shortly.
She did. Mm-hmm. She did.
Okay. This is always a great thing. And what I'm trying to do to work with Wynette and the department managers to, particularly those departments that require physicals every year, that we kind of coordinate it and get everybody on the same schedule so that we can do all their blood work through this, saving the city some money.
Okay.
With those tests. And and I think everybody's on board with trying to make that happen.
Okay.
This is also where we offer the flu shots, tetanus shots, particularly with the hurricanes and not knowing when we're going to have one. And we're going to have to be outside cleaning up. Tetanus shots or Tdap shots are very important. Mm. Also, the beauty this year is I approached Delta Pharmacy and they're on board with us.
Nice.
And so those folks that are on shift that can't make the wellness fair or for some reason decide at some later date that they would like to get their flu shot or Tdap shot, you can go to Delta and they will work with us to make that happen. So I'm excited about that. We always try to promote the our island businesses, and they have been extremely cooperative. And it, once again, East Cooper Medical Center will be offering the cholesterol screening to the community.
Cool.
So, yeah, I'm excited about it. The Connector Run is October the 5th. And let me say, while I'm mentioning all these, we are working on all of these as we speak.
Right.
Ghostly Tide Tales, October the 18th on the beach. That's always a fun thing. The Halloween Carnival on the 31st. And then our Holiday Street Festival on December the 7th. Athletics right now, the adult athletics sign up is open until August 16th. Our youth soccer is also open until the 16th. Most of those age groups are full with a waiting list. However, Island residents or Sullivan's Island residents that register late, we always get them on a team. The only people that will be left on a waiting list are non-residents, okay? We'll form more teams in order to accommodate all of our folks.
Great.
Programs and classes, sorry. Many of the classes end in the summer, and we start back in September, and you can see we have a long list. Some new things we're offering this year is the game room, a time where people can sit and enjoy games with friends. We had one of our senior folks to come to a meeting and talk about socialization. And
nice.
So we're trying to reach out and make a little bit more of that happen, even though I think more of it happens than they're aware of. It just might not be their niche. So we're trying to find the niches.
That's good.
So we'll see how that goes. If that doesn't go, we'll try something else.
Mm-hmm. Well, that too might be something to highlight to Island Eye.
Sure.
Them, if you hadn't already, to draw it to their attention, to give it a little special attention.
Yeah, Island Eye is great, so I'm sure we can make that happen. Gardening and landscape design, that's a new one that we're throwing out this year.
Nice.
These other ones are just starting back up in the fall. Another new one that we started this summer is pickleball lessons. One of our instructors right now that's teaching a personal training class, I think it's, I can't remember the name of it, it got certified. And
awesome.
So when we had the courts redone, Fit Body in 50 Minutes, Jerry Diatalia teaches that. So she got certified in pickleball instruction, so we've started that. We hope at some point
It'll move to, we have a league. I know Mount Pleasant's inundated with pickleball teams.
Have you had a good response just to the courts?
You know, it has been. Of course, there's going to be a battle between tennis and pickleball, but we'll work that out.
Yeah.
And of course, Spanish conversational class, that's just a repeat, but we'll do that again. And then moving on over, in fact, I put pickleball in here twice. I guess I was really excited about that.
That's at the beach. Okay.
So yeah. I'm really excited about it.
So putting it at the beach, I guess, alleviates some of your...
Yeah. So, and then some other new classes, handling social media with confidence and grace. We decided this was really important, and we're gearing it toward girls 11 to 12 years old. There seems to be a trend in the world, and we're trying to get ahead of that and maybe educate a little bit more.
Remind me to put you in touch with Lainey Kipp, mom who also has some career expertise in this area and has a girl around this age.
Okay. We just think that, you know, we need to step up and try to help eliminate some of the problems in the world. Farm to Table is another class that we're having for children. You know, talking about local foods and where they come from, nutrition, gardening.
Nice.
So that's going to be new this year. And then Kids Planet Earth is also a new one we're offering. So we're excited about some of our new classes, see how those go. And then you can see the cardio room averages. They fluctuate. And of course, the daily attendance. And then we go over to the recreation building hours. They continue to increase. That's okay. That means we're doing something right. And then the gym participation, I'm going to have to correct Gary Nessler. The Sunday adult basketball time is very well utilized.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Maybe not by the group.
Their group.
That had been anticipated.
Okay.
The gym is pretty much full at 1 o'clock on Sundays. And then we attached a blank sheet. I guess we could just make notes. I have a blank sheet. I don't know why. And then, of course, the gym and cardio room schedule. And then the August schedule. And the August schedule to me looks a little bit, for lack of a better word, naked or not full. But September, there'll be a lot more classes and events offered on this calendar. And if you have any questions, I'll be glad to try to answer those or any suggestions.
Do you guys have questions?
I don't have any questions.
So I'm excited to see the Kids Planet Earth course.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of these courses are,
good.
I think, like the Farm to Table and all that. I'm excited to see how those go.
Mm-hmm.
We had
too.
Talked about maybe trying to do more of an adult Earth, course.
Mm-hmm.
How did that go?
Well, you know, we don't have anything yet. We can only do so much.
Mm-hmm.
But I think once we get the children involved, that might spur everything you do in recreation. If you get children involved, you get adults involved.
Right.
I mean, think of you and your own children. That's
right.
How you get involved in things.
Mm-hmm.
So we're thinking maybe this will get some interest there.
I know there's,
maybe that'll happen.
Yeah, I know there's interest because when I put it out there to see what people thought, I was really had in mind something that was geared more towards adults.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a lot of resounding, yes, I would love to be involved with that. So I'm still hoping that
we'll work on that. We're not dropping the ball. We just
gotcha.
We just have to dribble slowly.
Okay.
So
you're full of puns today, Andrew.
So what?
You're full of puns today.
Well, you know, I had company this weekend. It just kind of wound me up. You know?
And then, were you able to? We've talked about the doing this more of a combo kind of with the exercise classes. Where are we with that?
You know, we looked at that. We, Carrie and I met with you.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't seem to be profitable, or it didn't seem to help the participants, because it actually would cost more money. Because some of our classes, you look at them, it's $3 or $4 a class.
Mm-hmm.
If you buy the package.
Right.
Because you remember we talked about it, and I don't have that information from me, but we even worked it out for $50 a month. You're still paying more for the classes that we could offer in that tier. You would be paying more by the $50 than you would to pay individual, you know, the classes.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can buy two classes a week for TBC and two for yoga. So, but chances are no one's going to go to five classes a week.
Right. I think that was, the idea was, though, to try to encourage people to be able to do more variety.
Right.
Without having to lock in for a deal with one particular class.
Right. But it's difficult. We can do that with a couple of instructors, but some of them we can't because it's personal training. And their fees are so much higher than, you know, like the Pat and Angela, Pat's yoga and Pat and Angela's TBC and some of those, we can kind of group together because it'd be kind of easy to pick and choose when it comes to paying them who gets what.
Right, right.
But some of the other classes, it's just not going to work.
I know I really liked that idea when it came up, and I would say to the point of like, is this actually serving the residents? Because that was what we discussed, is like, hey, this isn't about us trying to make more revenue. It's really about trying to spur more participation.
Right.
And I think that from that standpoint, and from when someone's going to buy a package, they're going to say, okay, this is how much it costs per class, and they're not going to say, oh, am I going to go to? I mean, they're going to ask themselves, "Are am I going?" But they're going to anchor to that price of it's whatever per class versus the higher cost per class, which is, you know, at the end of the day, most people might end up just like, you know, with a gym membership. Sometimes you can pay for a gym membership or you can pay for a one-time use, and most people would be better off paying for a one-time use, but they do the all you can eat because it feels like a better deal,
right?
And in some cases, it does encourage more participation. I would say if we can find the classes that do make sense and use that as a starting point, and I think that's what, I mean, that's sort of, you know, you're dribbling slowly. That's a great way for us to say, like, if there are classes where the pricing is about the same and it's relatively easy for us to do, at least we can show we're starting to kind of flex that muscle and do some things.
I'll bring that back the next our next meeting.
I like that.
I mean,
when I thought in our meeting that as we were discussing, we were seeing some possibilities for making that happen. And
Okay.
Yeah, I'd like to see that as well.
Okay, absolutely.
Okay.
I have one thing.
Yes.
I would like for us to start looking at having some yoga classes on the beach, maybe in the fall. I think that is something that would be very popular. We've had, you know, every once in a while. There's definitely an
independent efforts that try to crop up.
Yes, and we, you know, there's no commercial activity on the beach, but I think if we were to offer at least one class a week in the mornings, close to the rec center, so people could continue to park, you know, 28th Avenue, and then use our new sidewalk on 28th Avenue towards the beach. And I think in the past we've talked about it, and there's some concerns about the equipment. But I think if it's planned right, you know, people who participate know that they have to bring their mats with them. That additional mats won't be available. I want us to look at it and see whether or not the instructors would be interested. If there's interest, gauge the interest of the people that go now. Because I think in the mornings and the fall would be pretty a good time to maybe test it.
Right. I think that's something we need to reach out to our yoga instructors, because if we reached out to someone else, we're taking money out of their pockets.
Some of them might be excited about it.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, we'll ask our instructors that, because oftentimes Pat, particularly Pat, if it's a nice day, she'll take her class outside, and they do it on the trees there, right? So, they do sometimes go outside.
Coconut Joe's, Caitlin, does it on the rooftop. But there's definitely, I occasionally see some neighbors post of people doing it, even though they're not supposed to. So,
As long as you're not taking money for it, it's okay.
Well, that's true.
I know that there are people who volunteer and get posted on Facebook.
Well, that's true, too. I mean, it's a lovely setting. I mean, I think and if it encourages people to both exercise and connect with
nature,
their natural surroundings, that's great.
Okay, we'll look at that.
Okay. Okay, let me scroll back up to her. There we go. All right, no more questions. We'll move on to old business. Update on surfing lesson franchise on the Isle of Palms Beach for summer 2020.
All right, so the RFP is out. It's online. We post an ad on the paper. The applications or the proposals are due at the end of August, Friday the 31st.
Super.
So at that time, we'll evaluate them and then bring them back to the committee for the next, the following meeting, which I think it's the first Monday of September.
Okay.
So I could try to get
the first non-Labor Day Monday.
Oh, it's Labor Day.
Yes.
Okay, so I have a little bit more time.
Yes.
So it'll be the following Monday then, unless you all change your set mm-hmm. date.
Okay.
But yeah, it's up. We hope that we get good proposals to evaluate. As you all know, this would be part of the language from the RFP included asking the proposers to write in their preferred location, but ultimately, you know, we'll evaluate and decide what the location is. You know, we continue to talk at staff level about, you know, the best way to do it. And I think mm-hmm. it gives me peace of mind that we're treating this as a pilot program, knowing that, you know, we'll
can adjust.
We can adjust as we go along. Mm-hmm. But yeah, we should be talking a lot more about this at the next meeting once we have the proposals.
So I have mentioned before and in an email to you, concern about making sure, because this is not a group that would necessarily be looking for RFPs in advertisements mm-hmm. in the newspaper.
Mm-hmm.
Are we able to just put it out through the surf shops to help everybody be aware of it so it's not limited to?
What I typically do is, back when we started discussing this, the people that reached out,
mm-hmm.
I'll send them emails letting them know, give them a heads up. Whether or not, you know, we can reach out to surf shops, I'm sure we can.
I mean, there's probably only a handful
mm-hmm.
here in Folly.
Mm-hmm.
I just think that this, like I said, they're not contractors, construction
yeah.
contractors who are watching for that kind of thing. And maybe not, there may be some people who would love to do this but aren't,
mm-hmm.
you know, even aware that we're having this discussion
mm-hmm.
at all. Even, I'd say, there's interest with the Ocean Fitness
mm-hmm.
In our marina, and I mentioned it to it and he had no idea.
Okay.
So anyways, I would just encourage that.
Yeah. And we'll try to reach out as much as we can.
Okay. Any other questions mm-hmm. on surfing?
Is that something I can share? So, I mean, is it already on social that I can just click share?
It is on the city's website.
Okay. But like the city hasn't posted it on Facebook.
No, we typically
yeah.
we
you don't
we
post
yeah,
the RFPs. Okay.
We don't, but something like this, I don't think that they would hurt to put
yeah.
it out. Just
mm-hmm.
people can share.
Yeah.
So we can definitely, I can
yeah.
do that sometime today.
We
yeah,
do have a surfing minded people share.
I know some parrot and ocean surf people.
I would
tag.
Just like some fairness in terms of it not just being people who have been in the conversation already.
In the midst. Mm-hmm. That's fair.
All right. Moving on to update on 2019 Isle of Palms Farmers Market.
All right, so NJ,
well,
talk a little bit about it.
The only thing I have is I reached out to Rebecca and Jess July 31st, and I haven't heard anything from them.
Oh, okay.
But, you know, I was just reiterating that, you know, it's in our activity guide. Our activity guide should be out
next week.
And asking them what we could do to help them. We put a poster out at the dog park because that's a popular place on the island, and assured her we'd have that area cleaned and groomed.
It'd be good mm-hmm. to get that group engaged.
Right.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. So, like I said, I haven't heard from them, but I know they were going to be out of town. I
yeah.
knew they were busy.
I okay. talked to them last week.
Oh, did you?
Yes.
Okay.
Rebecca reached out.
Okay.
And they have been doing a great job through social media and posting it,
yes,
you know, posting information. We've received
mm-hmm.
about a little over 20 applications for vendors, a little bit less than we had before, but this would be a very, you know, we're calling it a boutique
mm-hmm.
farmer's
mm-hmm.
market. So trying to just get vendors that sell food or prepared foods, specialty foods. We lost a couple of vendors due to the day change, because instead of Thursdays, it's not going to be Wednesdays.
Okay.
But we gained some cool ones, you know, the pimento cheese lady and olive oil and coffee.
The olive oil lady.
I know, the olive oil lady. Alinda, I think it's her name.
Uh-huh.
So we'll be, you know, we're excited about some seeing new vendors over there. Okay. And it'll be, again, Wednesday, September, and October from 3 to 7. So we're starting it a little bit earlier. Rather than we used to do 4, so we'll start it at 3 o'clock, and really excited about it. I think it's going to be embraced by the community, and Ryan will walk up right
yes.
over.
And then we'll all after party at the Buchanan.
Yes.
Okay, great. All right, let's move on to new business item A, discussion of how the proposed development at 1100 Palm Boulevard may impact possible future plans for a pool at the recreation center, which I asked to put on the agenda because we had earlier this year talked about in the fall having a real heart-to-heart conversation about moving the pool conversation forward as far as having a pool at the rec center and really looking hard at that.
You
and
then
diving
into it,
huh?
Yeah,
diving
into it.
Yeah, making it splash. then, kind of out of my off my radar, this proposal has come up that could feasibly offer maybe not exactly the same thing, but fill a piece of what I was hoping for, which is simply just a gathering location around a pool for the community without us having to do a lot of work. So I'd like to hear a little bit more from you. If I know you can't speak for them exactly, but and then from you all, maybe we need to start by talking about what our hopes might be for having a pool, a community pool, and whether this can fill that. And whether we want to set aside our conversation to see what develops with this other.
Because this is private, is the question around, should we table the pool conversations? Because
yes.
Is that, okay.
Well, and I think, so there's an advantage in, the advantage I see in them offering this beyond the fact that we then don't have to build a pool, is they don't have to staff it in terms of a lifeguard, because they're not a, it's my understanding, Norma Jean, it's because they're not a government entity.
Because they're private.
It's a private thing. They have the advantage of not having to staff it with a lifeguard whenever it's open, which is, I think, one of the biggest barriers for us in terms of whether it's feasible for us to have a pool at the rec center.
Right.
And so those two advantages, the disadvantages that I personally see are that will likely not fill the bill in terms of the swim team, our island swim team potentially, which has been working out of Wild Dunes, but is increasingly running into difficulty getting scheduled practice time, and they're not able to have meets, which is put them at odds with the rest of their league as to whether they can continue to operate as a swim team and swim without hosting meets. So, but my own personal main goal is to do what I think this private entity could provide, which is to provide a community shared community resource of a pool that's a gathering location for local residents. So,
well, I have some great ideas.
Okay.
Because I did get excited when I heard them talk, and they may have just been saying this to sell this to council, I don't know. But when they were talking about opening it up to the community, I did get excited. Because, you know, there is the, you know, our children when they're young do need swimming lessons. You know, your child, I don't know if she's in swimming lessons yet or not, but you need to start really, really early to get kids in the water, to teach them to be comfortable in the water, to swim in the water, because it actually pretty much comes natural at a young age. The other thing that's big is senior exercise classes. You know, pool exercise classes are much easier on the joints. It's much easier for our aging population to get into a pool and exercise. And then lap swimming. Lap swimming is a big thing.
Mm-hmm.
Folks maybe younger, or even there are a lot of seniors that lap swim too, but it's one of the best exercises you can do,
mm-hmm.
and it doesn't hurt your joints. So I'm ready to work on all three of those.
Okay.
At any time they mm-hmm. open a pool over there. And
right.
I don't think any of those really would likely be options, just based on what I heard. I'm not going to rule anything out.
Yeah.
Well, the design that they showed wouldn't really permit lap swimming.
Okay.
And I'm just
that's what I was
I'm thinking of their business. So, yeah, I mean, I would say some of the things that we've talked about, from swim team to most of the things that you're mentioning,
mm-hmm.
I don't think this is really... we shouldn't anticipate this solving that.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, again, yes, we don't, what they were saying, we have to take with a grain of salt, because
right.
at this point they haven't committed to anything, and
right.
it would be difficult, I think, for the city to
right.
make them build things into the whatever agreement, because there's not really an official agreement with the city,
right.
except that I know we're making some concessions. Anyway, the point
right.
being, it would be hard for us to anticipate this solving any need except for potentially the idea of, like, community gathering, and even that we have to be very wary of, like,
mm-hmm.
these are developers, and
right.
ultimately if something comes along that's going to be in their better interest,
right.
it's not in the interest of the city necessarily for this
right.
regard, they're
right.
not going to do it. So I would say, as it relates to what we want to do for the pool, there's so many things
mm-hmm.
that as a community we would like to do for a pool that they're not going to be beholden to, and they might, by the way, they might sell the property at some point and close and make it private. And so I would say, I really hope that, I would love for this to be a good community center and a good place.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't anticipate being anything more than that. And
mm-hmm.
I would say if it shouldn't really impact the way that we view the recreation center. If there's a need, an identified need, and the ability to pay for that need, then we can address it then. And I think, you know, we've
yeah.
talked about doing the referendum, and I think we decided this is running out the year to do it,
right?
But I still think this, to me, wouldn't change necessarily wanting to do the referendum.
Okay.
There's other things that would, but this particular issue for me
is
and granted, I agree with you
100%.
Mm-hmm. I really hope that this materializes the way that I understood his description of it, in that it's nominal membership fees, and, you know,
mm-hmm.
we can meet our friends there and hang out at the pool.
Mm-hmm.
I do think that this idea that's being presented to the city, which, again, like John said, it hasn't materialized just yet, and
mm-hmm.
there's just so many moving parts for it to be materialized at some
mm-hmm.
point.
Right.
I do see this as an opportunity for maybe private homeowners who might decide against getting a pool, and
right.
weigh in the cost benefit of joining
mm-hmm.
a private membership
mm-hmm.
club
yeah,
versus
that's right.
putting
yeah.
a pool in.
Mm-hmm.
But I would be cautious about
mm-hmm.
Thinking that the city would get any preference, or that the developer would ultimately
classes
give the city
kind of
any
thing.
Any access to this location for private classes.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly would be ideal if the city could have an arrangement with
mm-hmm.
them and offer,
mm-hmm.
you know, in the off season maybe.
Mm-hmm.
But I would not count on that, because it's
right.
again a private developer,
mm-hmm.
and their business model is, you know, would be very different from
right.
how the a pool
mm-hmm.
at the rec center would work out.
Right, and I am curious to know, for example, is there a limit on the number of memberships that they are able to
mm-hmm.
provide and that type of thing? Yeah, I mean, I would like to know, though. The problem, too, though, then, is if they do pursue this kind of setup, then it actually might make it more difficult for us to sell a community pool at the rec center, and it would be a little bit of a competition, I think. I'm going to either, as a family, probably not do both. If I live on Isle of Palms,
mm-hmm.
I'm probably not going to buy a membership at the boutique hotel pool and, you know, do the Isle of Palms pool.
Unless we
guess.
Make our programming so much fun.
yeah.
That they wouldn't want to
maybe,
go to that.
I'm not sure how it could all play
right.
out. Ryan, do you have thoughts?
Yeah, I agree with John. Basically, I'm both aspects of it, but I don't see it as a developer
alternative.
Yeah, I think we need, as a community, as a government, we need to look at the needs of our citizens and fulfill those needs. Not when there's any opportunity to do, you know, a private, public, corporation type things, I'll by all means reach out for it. But I don't think that's going to meet it.
Okay.
And they're just from a dollar. Their membership is more of basically getting heads and beds type stuff, and I don't think I don't think they're looking at it as a community pool per se. And
well, although I did get, I mean, he talked about shared resource, and I got a sense from his presentation that he talked about if I live here and I want a smaller house and.
I agree. Yeah, because they're going to have the smaller office settings. They're going to have the smaller things like that in order to. I don't think they're going to drive. Yeah. I don't think they're driving the community there to go
to the pool.
To the pool.
Yeah, I think the pool is part of the offering as being a hotel, but I think they're gearing more towards, you know, shared office space and the opportunities for people to get together and maybe. You know, they have a gym or they go to yoga and they have access to some of the amenities that are currently not available to people. So very similar. And he mentioned it about, you know, mixing up in North Charleston, you know, very similar setup. But again, we just saw a very initial preliminary concept that you know, they haven't really drilled down. That's what I understand. They haven't really drilled down to the details without knowing whether or not it's a possibility
and that's basically,
on the island.
Right, and that's it. I mean, the idea for the community is in keeping it smaller, you know, let's say I have family, and as I do now, I have
30
three
people.
I have 30 people.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Didn't know you
it is, we, instead of, you know, it's cheaper for me to buy a membership there to put them up in a place that's small, maybe and it has a pool or whatever, instead of me trying to add on to my house and make a grander footprint.
Yes,
and that's part of what I like about that.
So, all that said, do we want to go back to our original plan, which was to this fall really plan, like for our next meeting, to have a more serious conversation about what a pool could look like and what we would need to do to put that to the community.
With the anticipation of a referendum in the following year, is that what you're suggesting?
Yes.
To start getting our ducks in a row for
Yeah, because we're going to have a larger voter turnout then.
Right.
Referendum in 2020?
Not in November, but yeah, a referendum in 2020.
It would be in November.
Be
2020.
Well, that may be one of the timing may be one of the things we want to discuss more carefully.
I guess it
would both be a big turnout, but it would not influence the regular races in our council. So that maybe that's the best thing then. Okay, well, let's plan to have that conversation at our the kickoff of that in our with a more in-depth look at our next meeting. Okay, moving on to discussion of digital message boards.
All right, so about 5 years ago, right, NJ, this idea was introduced to the former city council back then about transitioning our existing message boards that are located at the end of the connector and at Breach Inlet to digital message boards. This idea was not embraced back then. I think there were concerns about the look of a digital board not fitting the character of the island. And, you know, NJ brought it up to me about a couple weeks ago, whether or not this would be a good time to initiate or reintroduce, I guess, the discussion with this committee and try to gauge interest within, you know, city council, whether or not we think we should explore it again, look at more, you know, a new technology that would maybe mitigate some of the concerns that were expressed back then, about 5 years ago. When we look at how to run, you know, use staff time efficiently and meet the demands of our day-to-day work here, you know, operating the city, it takes about an hour every single day.
Basically, every single time.
Every single time that the message boards need to be updated. We typically have meetings set for a date or a time.
However,
I guess this month is a good month to have this conversation.
This month was a good example. You know, there are just changes with meetings and new meetings that pop up and special meetings and events. And it just takes a lot of time for Norma Jean's staff to get that done. And there are many times where they change the boards and the meeting time just change, and she has to go in, either she does it or send somebody over to change both message boards. The other thing is we don't have a lot of space to display a lot of information. Mm-hmm. So that requires constant follow-up mm-hmm. and constant updating. Mm-hmm. You know, once a meeting is done, then they'll have to go back and change. And there are many benefits that I think that we can talk about with a digital message board. Mm-hmm. But we certainly understand and are sympathetic to the look and the preferred look, I guess, from the community when it comes to those message boards. Mm-hmm. We haven't really looked at it too much. We wanted to know whether or not this would be a good time, whether or not you all think it's worth taking a look at it again. We think about being able to display messages there about rip currents. Also, mm-hmm. when there's an evacuation issued, mm-hmm. the last thing that we need is staff focusing on those message boards when there's just so much going on when we're preparing for mm-hmm. an upcoming storm. Mm-hmm.
Like parking.
Parking, you know, as well.
I think some of the concern was, and we tried to, and maybe we didn't articulate properly, but we tried to explain that we don't want to put anything flashing or anything moving. We just want to do exactly what we do now. But we could change it quickly. For instance, July the 26th, we spent 2 hours and 30 minutes doing information boards. We went to that board 3 times in one day. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Can I interject with just,
sure.
because for me it's not an immediate yes or no, just because mm-hmm. I would suggest, and if my other council members are in agreement, bring us some information so we can.
Okay.
So mm-hmm. I'd love to see some examples mm-hmm. of,
sure.
of what it could look like in costs and mm-hmm. without knowing those things. It's so, like, at its heart, I understand.
Right.
Per, you know, if it aesthetically and price wise, if it fits, it seems like a slam dunk, but.
Okay. Well, I just wanted, I told the city administrator, I said, before I jump in this again, because uh-huh. we went in great detail because gotcha. I had to get permits and everything. Mm-hmm. Before I jump into it again,
mm-hmm. yeah.
I wanted to see if there was any interest from this group. I have reached out to the vendors mm-hmm. that we worked with the last time. And what we did is we built the board so that we could just insert a message board there, so we went with the the same dimensions when we were trying to do the
so it would look exactly right. the so same we can, as they have right there, but then the section be, in the middle mm-hmm. where we
instead
put
of the
letters,
white with the letters correct. It would be a digital
right so we just retrofitted in there. So they're coming out to measure and
okay.
they're going to get me some dollar numbers on that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So and we do have some when StanTech did the wayfinding signs, they helped us with some designs. And
okay.
So we have a lot of information. Mm-hmm. I just want to dig it out if you guys said, okay. no, mm-hmm. we don't want to go there.
Yeah, and this was okay. before my time here with the city.
Right.
But, all I've heard from the time this was introduced, it was very dramatic. And
that was like a Facebook bomb, I think,
yes.
that went off.
Yes.
And it, a pile. Well,
and it was before everything went so tech. Mm-hmm. You know, now we're all linked in, we're webbed in, we're doing the fingerprints, everything is digital and electronic. It's a different day and age, you know.
Well, when did we have this come? Maybe it wasn't Facebook. I remember it being controversial, though, or be a lot
there
of
were
negativity
a couple
around
of council
the
members,
conversation.
But overall, in fact, I thought it was going to pass. But there were a couple that were quite vocal, and I remember one, but I don't remember.
Do you have any strong feelings? Either?
No, I don't have a problem with it. And that's when we started doing, I had Norma Jean start collecting the mm-hmm. data information on how often we're
okay.
there
mm-hmm.
and
okay.
why it was a good idea at the time.
Mm-hmm.
The only problem is it goes against our city code.
That's what I
no,
thought.
It's against our city ordinance for motion signs, yeah.
The only part that goes against our code is the animation on it. Just the wording, as long as it doesn't scroll,
mm-hmm.
oh.
we're fine.
Okay, mm-hmm. that makes me
correct.
Feel better
right.
about it, because I don't want to see us
mm-hmm.
breaking our own.
As long
yes.
as there's no scrolling,
mm-hmm.
you're okay.
Okay.
Because
yep.
we went through that then.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not the purpose mm-hmm. of it. The purpose right, of it, yeah. exactly what the purpose is now.
Mm-hmm. Is just to be
just
able
to be
change
able to change it quickly.
Okay.
And they can do a lot with digital now, and mm-hmm. so they could. I feel good that they could keep the aesthetic the way
yes.
that we want it.
Mm-hmm.
And we all know that that's what's matter. That's
right.
all that matters. So.
Right.
Well, we have looked at other some examples and
cost matters.
You know, there's many options about you know font size and font
mm-hmm.
type.
Yeah,
that
I think
really
that's
look
the key is to make it look less commercial and classy.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And that's going to be, I think, the concern. As long as we're not
mm-hmm.
breaking our own rules,
yeah.
we need to explain mm-hmm. with the difference that we're not scrolling.
Right.
Right. Sullivan's Island looked at this a couple of years ago, mm-hmm. and they had an outcry in their community, but they actually are. Less commercial than we are, so I think that it's...
Well, you know, the other thing, and not that I'm trying to put anything on city administration office, but all the changes in meetings happen up here.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So a lot of times I don't get them until the last minute.
And you've got a meeting, wrong meeting
right.
time, when we all know that we're actually
right.
meeting
mm-hmm.
in a
right.
different...
Right. So that creates... Because city administrator called me the other afternoon at 10 to 5, and I'm like, I'm the only one here. So I couldn't leave the facility to
go change the sign.
Right. So I did it, you know, when I got left the building.
Okay.
So,
and
yeah.
Why
don't we?
There's really no urgency, at least.
We'll
get a lot of information, and if it is
right.
the will of council to move
right.
forward, then we can include it in our FY21 budget
mm-hmm.
process, and it, you know. So we just wanted to
get a feel,
bring the idea to you all and let you all know what we're thinking and whether or not y'all think
right.
it's worth
right.
looking into it. So we will, and then we'll bring that information back to y'all.
Right.
All right. Any miscellaneous business? All right. Next meeting is not going to be on Labor Day.
Thank you.
It'll be the, well, should we do the next
Monday
then?
The 9th.
Is
that'll
that
be fine.
Too late for,
nope.
okay. All right, and 5 o'clock, right? Is okay. Yeah. Thank you all for being flexible this month.
No problem.
And great.
Perfect. Thank you, guys.
Do I hear a motion for adjournment?
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
All righty. All in favor? Aye.